on WWIB on this day after the big birthday blowout in Eau Claire. Let's find out how that went with our buddy Jason Kahn's best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here we are. So
we are.
How was the celebration? How did you blow out all 51 candles?
It was a huge birthday blowout at our house. Yes, I spent the day with my wife and my granddaughter, and I couldn't have picked a better day. It was wonderful.
Nice.
Making up songs to her in the kitchen, dancing around the kitchen.
Cool.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun, actually. That was just what I needed yesterday.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, you got to unplug, right? Sometimes.
Right. Yeah. We'll do something on Saturday. I think we're going to do a little hiking and do a meal together as a family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Nice. So, do you have a particular, like, will you eat cake? Do you have a favorite cake, or?
I do have a favorite cake. So, here's my challenge with cake is that I love coconut cake, the white cake, white frosting with coconut. But Heather and I think, are the only ones in our family who like coconut. So, either we eat a giant cake by ourselves, or we have to think about getting a different kind of cake. Or maybe both. Who knows yet?
Yeah. So. All right. Well, we'll try to have some coconut. So do you like Mounds bars and all that?
I love Mounds bars, yeah. As I've told you in the past, my favorite candy bar is actually a Zagnut, which is crunchy peanut butter covered in coconut, no chocolate. It's the best candy bar, in my opinion.
You got me one, and thank you.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
The new downtown candy store in Eau Claire, right? So.
Right, yep, that's where I got it.
All right.
It's not one that you can find in a lot of different places. So I looked for a long time to find one for you. And as soon as I did, I was like, oh, I finally found a candy.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. Yep. And I'm trying to remember because I think with, you know, you learn what your wife's, the other day, like kind of Peggy was gone for the 25th, but I was like, is it a whatchamacallit or a now and later that is her favorite? And I still, even as I say that, I'm not completely sure. So.
What's your least favorite candy?
Oh, like black licorice. Not a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Good and Plenty, which is candy-covered black licorice for me, would be the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I think so. All right, yeah. A lot of times you think of, kind of associate that with the movies, and yet there are people who like black licorice. So.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Because they keep making it, so apparently.
Right.
It's. I guess there are people out there who choose that way.
All right, so. We've got... horrible tragedy continuing to unfold this morning in Connecticut. A mass shooter.
Yeah.
What they're saying, this is where the numbers are. Anywhere from 15 to 22 people dead, and this 40-year-old man, Robert Card, still on the loose. So,
yeah. Yeah, 50 to 60 injured was last I had heard as well. So, yeah,
wow.
It's an unspeakable tragedy.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking when things like this continue to happen.
So those delightful, joyous moments you can find with just the pleasures of singing songs to your granddaughter, treasure those, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And that's for my birthday. That's why I every year ask people if they're willing to share something encouraging or beautiful, because we just need that so badly. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I didn't even see that yesterday. But anyhow, I kind of messaged you privately and publicly.
You did.
All right.
You did.
Here we go. We got Mark chapter 4, verses 10 through 13 today. It
says, later when Jesus was alone with the 12 disciples and with the others who were gathered around, they asked him what the parables meant. He replied, you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God. But I use parables for everything I say to outsiders so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. When they see what I do, they will learn nothing. When they hear what I say, they will not understand. Otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, if you can't understand the meaning of this parable, how will you understand all the other parables?
Mm. Yeah, in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you tackle those four verses this way. Later, when he was alone with the 12, they asked him to explain the metaphor. I have given my followers the ability to understand how these stories connect to our kingdom, but many people cannot. Noticing their confusion, he explained. So not a lot more there, but yeah.
Yeah, not a lot. I mean, and I think that the point to take home there is that it's good for us, I think, to wrestle through what do these stories mean. That was a lot of what my process was with Letters to the Beloved, you know, is to sit down and really think through, talk through what is meant by what was written in the scriptures.
Yeah. By the way, the big thing when a birthday is over is how long can you stretch it out? And so at least till Saturday when we celebrate with you around the breakfast table at Randy's. But also from yesterday, this came in from Bob. You'll appreciate this. Bob in Rice Lake said, happy 49th birthday, Jason. Yeah, he knew.
Like, nice.
He heard
like
you.
It.
Yeah,
like
he says, you make the morning complete and get us all going with the best 5 minutes of the day. Couldn't think of a much better way to start the day to have us all focused in God's word. Blessings. So there you go.
Yes, thanks for paying attention, Bob. That's perfect. 49 years.
All right, very good.
There was Tuesday trivia, there was Win It Wednesday, and now this is Try It Again Thursday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance, friends, to win two tickets to the sold-out Newsboys concert at the Pablo coming up 1 week from tomorrow, Friday, November 3rd, 7 o'clock at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. The Newsboys coming to town, and we are your ticket in. If you can answer this trivia correctly, 715-723-2555, our studio line, 723-2555. We had a lot of great guesses yesterday, Halvo, but still not what we're looking for.
No, so far. And the question is, 20% of us say we've never done this.
20% of us say we've never done what? 715-723-2555. No penalty for incorrect guesses. Again, as long as you can keep on getting through, you can keep on guessing and give yourself a chance to go with a guest on our dime to the Pablo Center next Friday night to see the Newsboys.
We've got our first guesser. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Kenny from Rice Lake.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Kenny.
And my guess is 20% of people say they've never told a lie.
Never told a lie.
Oh, good guess right
there.
That
is a good guess.
Kenny, I'm sorry. That is not it, but thanks for trying.
Thank you, Kenny. I wish it would be even higher than
20%. 723-2555, the WIB Wake Up Show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is PCD John from Ladysmith, and my guess is acts of kindness.
20% say they've never done an act of kindness. Okay.
Yes.
Another good guess?
But it's not it.
Sorry. Again, hopefully it's far less than 20% would say that. Hopefully. Again, we've got to keep guessing all around to try to figure this out. 20% of us have never done what? 20% of us say, yeah, never done this. What is it?
I'm struggling not to give even the smallest of hints, Caleb. But anyhow, good morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gloria from Boyd. How about a little humor? Call into a radio station and won something.
Oh, that's a fantastic guess.
20% of us say, yeah, never won something
on a radio station. I remember winning as a kid multiple times, but that's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Gloria. 20% of us say we've never done this. What could it be? It's not told a lie. It's not done an act of kindness. It's not called into a radio station and won something.
Yeah, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jennifer from Barron.
Hi.
And is it sent something in the mail?
I think that was a guess yesterday, so you can have a bonus guess.
Been in a snowball fight.
Been in a snowball fight. Good thinking on your
That's
feet.
That's another fantastic one.
And honestly, you think about that, some of the areas that don't regularly get snow. Excellent guess.
That is a really good one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Scholastica from Bruce.
All right, Scholastica, good to hear from you.
Yeah, hey, guess what? Our 20th wedding anniversary is coming up very soon. Anyway,
congratulations.
Mark, yours was in October, right?
Yeah, 9 days ago.
Well, good for you. October is a good month.
It is. Do you have a guess for us?
Yeah, my guess is, never received the high school diploma.
Okay, 20% of us say we've never graduated high school or never got that diploma. Great guess.
Yeah, another fantastic guess. That, unfortunately, is not it.
All right. Thank you.
No, bye now.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. 723-2555. The lines continue to light up like a Christmas tree. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
Write a check.
Yeah.
Was that a guess yesterday?
I think it was.
Go ahead. Think on your
guess.
Feet, Tony. Bonus guess time. 20% of us say we've never done what? Go ahead.
Stay at a hotel.
Stay at a hotel. Could that be it? No.
But again, excellent job, you guys, thinking on your feet when we say you get a bonus guess there. So,
yeah, for sure.
Well done. But still, not it.
Two more. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning.
You're on the air for a chance to win Newsboys tickets.
All right.
Missed it. It's not 20% of us have called into a radio station and frozen and not said anything.
Hi, good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Scholastica from Bruce again.
Wow. You're amazing.
I am desperate to win. Newsboys.
Okay.
I got to tell you a story. Can I tell you a story?
Well, actually, we only have time for two quick guesses here, Scholastica, so we got to get a song in before weather. So go ahead and guess.
Okay. Never has tasted coffee.
Never had the wonders of coffee.
Fantastic guess, but that is not it.
Thank you.
Last guesser here before we get to a tune. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What do you think?
All right, let's see.
20% of us say we've never done this.
Hi.
Never done
what?
Go ahead.
Where are you calling from?
My name is Amanda. I'm calling from Rice Lake. I think maybe they've never been on vacation.
Never been on a vacation.
Yeah, we work hard in this country. Could that be it? That's not it. All right.
Thank you, Amanda.
Well, Kelly, I know I'm going to give a little small hint later on at 7:45. And so, anyhow, it's going to be small, but anyhow.
It'll
so,
be something.
It'll be something.
Let's give this a try once again on Try It Again Thursday, 715-723-2555. It's a trivia question for your chance to win two tickets, one for you, one for a guest, to the sold-out Newsboys concert 1 week from tomorrow at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. The question is this. 20% of us say we've never done this. 20% of us say we've never done what? Some incorrect guesses, and then Havel's got a clue for you. 20% of us say we've never done what? It's not told a lie. It's not done an act of kindness. It's not called into a radio station and won something. Not been in a snowball fight. Not gotten their high school diploma. Not stayed at a hotel. Not tasted coffee. So 20% of us say, oh, we've never tasted coffee. 20% of us never been on a vacation. Not that either. What could it be? But first, how about the clue, the big, bold clue that we came up with?
Yeah, it's just small, but I mean, I think that you and I are not in that 20%.
We are in the 80%.
Right.
Yes. So we have done this.
We do not say in any way, shape, or form that we've never done this. We have. So anyhow, what is it? 723-2555. We've got people. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from for a chance to go to the Newsboys?
Amanda from Rice Lake again.
Yes.
Bought ice cream from an ice cream truck.
That was guessed a couple of times.
That was guessed a couple of times. We can tell the people who are Googling.
Go ahead. Again, Amanda. A bonus guess?
I would say never drank a pop.
Never drank a pop. And you know what? It is pop, not soda. Personal preference there. Not what we're looking for, but good guess. Good thinking on your feet there, Amanda.
Good job. Thanks. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry Harry from Boulevard.
Hi, Sherry.
I'm going to guess pump their own gas.
Pump their own gas.
20% say they never pump their own gas. Could that be? Sorry, good try, Sherry.
I didn't realize that was a thing until I met somebody from New Jersey at college. They're like, no, you don't pump your own gas. There's people who do it for you. I was like, really?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Even now. Anyhow, all right. Hi, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Boy, Vicky, got you real, real low here, if you could speak up. I don't know why, but I got
I
you cranked
know.
On.
Must be our phone.
Yeah, I got you cranked on the board, so go ahead.
Okay, how about gone trick-or-treating?
Gone trick-or-treating. 20% of people say never done that.
Very timely. Not it. Sorry. That would be sad, but there we go. 723-2555. Hi.
Hi, how about public speaking?
Public speaking. 20% have never got up in front of others and spoke. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a good guess.
People are scared of that. They've said for years, more scared than dying. I don't know why, but that's not it. Thanks.
Good guess. 715-723-2555 for two tickets to the sold-out Newsboys show 1 week from tomorrow. 20% of us say we've never done this. Never done what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Barron again.
Give it a go, Jennifer.
Is it use a landline phone?
Good thought process in that one.
Yeah,
very
use
good.
Use a landline phone. I'm old enough to remember doing it, but that's not it.
It's not. But again, you guys are thinking so well with this. I really appreciate it. Unfortunately, I don't have consolation prizes. But
yeah, right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jen from Chippewa.
Okay.
Is it write a check?
Is it write a check? That was guessed yesterday.
Yep. You want to try another one?
So go ahead. Think on your feet. What do you think? 20% of us have never done what, Jen from Chippewa?
Rode a roller coaster.
That actually was guessed yesterday, too.
Yeah, you got two for two on that.
So, can you think of another one?
Previous guesses.
Just Jump out of an airplane.
Jump out of an airplane.
Yeah, there you go. 20%. There you go. Nah, that's not it.
Thank you. Jen from Chippewa, call back if you can get through. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Tyler from Cornell. Is it change tire?
20%. Change a tire, another great guess.
Yeah, I can see that.
A lot of people have, but that's not it.
Get AAA to do it or call your dad.
Yep.
I might still be in that camp.
Yeah, right. It can be a hassle, depending on where you're at. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Kedai.
Hey, Mary.
Is it water ski?
Is it water ski? Oh, excellent. I've actually never done that.
Oh,
I would be.
See? I have, and let's see. Is that it?
Were you good at water skiing, Alvo?
You know, I've done it a handful of times. Good. There's a lot of people who are way better. I'll put it that way.
I feel like it's something that I should try. If I keep losing this weight with Livia, maybe I'll be more bold.
Yeah, you should try it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky DeVallon.
All right, Vicky, give it a go again.
Bought a house.
20% of us say we've never purchased a home.
Could that be it for a Tickets to the Newsboys? Sorry, Vicky.
715-723-2555. We really want you to win. We do.
Caleb will have to give a hint next time. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amanda in Rice Lake again.
All right.
Rode in an airplane.
Rode in an airplane. So not jumped out, like a previous caller said, but just, you know, gone flying.
I think that might have been
guessed. Yeah, you know It was guessed.
Guess another one.
Go ahead.
Drove a car.
Yeah, 20% of us say, you know, again, maybe if you live in a big metropolis, you just never had to get a driver's license, never drive.
I think that's been guessed as well, actually. We want to do one more?
One more, Amanda.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay, no problem. 20% of us say we've never done what? Go ahead.
It's Caden from Eau Claire.
Hey, Caden.
Hey, Caden.
And I guess jump.
We started at Tuesday Trivia. Then win it Wednesday. Now it's try again Thursday, friends. We want to give you two tickets to the sold-out Newsboys concert at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. That is coming up 1 week from tomorrow, Halvo. And again, sold out, so WWIB is your ticket in.
Yeah, of course, we did give away a pair of tickets for the Newsboys on Tuesday. But with this particular question, we were 0 for 4 yesterday and 0 for 2 today here on a try it again Thursday. So 723-2555. Caleb's going to give you the wrong answers and a clue. And the question again is 20% of us say we've never done this. 20% of us say we've never done this. What is it?
It's not told a lie. It's not do an act of kindness. It's not called into a radio station, won something, not been in a snowball fight, not gotten their high school diploma, stayed in a hotel, tasted coffee, been on a vacation, drank a pop, pumped their own gas, gone trick-or-treating, public speaking, used a landline phone, jumped out of an airplane, changed a tire, water skiing, bought a house, jumped on a trampoline, or run in a race. 20% of us say we've never done what? And Halvo and I, we've said, hey, we are not the 20%. We do this. And we do this on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So, again, that's your next clue. So we've said Halvo and I are in the 80% who have done this, but also we do this on a daily basis. See if that helps you. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win tickets to the sold-out Newsboys concert 1 week from tomorrow.
We've got a pretty smart audience. We can't stump them forever, and we don't want to. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Steve from Black River Falls.
Hey, Steve.
And I'm going to say pray.
You're going to say pray.
Could it be pray? 20% of us say they've never prayed. No.
Good thought, though, Steve. Call back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ruth from Ladysmith.
Hey, Ruth.
Gone to a live concert.
Gone to a live concert. And again, that would seem to be fitting since that's what we're giving away is tickets to the Newsboys live concert. All new show, by the way.
And? That's not it.
But no, thank you. Ruth, call us back.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire.
Hey, right, Kevin.
You got the right answer?
Is it eat breakfast?
Is it eat breakfast?
No, that's really smart because a lot of people, right, even though it's the most important meal of the day we've heard for years, is it possible? Say they don't eat breakfast. Could it be 20% who say they've never eaten breakfast? No.
And remember, we said that how would I do this and do this on a daily basis, which again would be smart thinking because I do eat breakfast now that I'm on this Livia plan, realized, okay, that was unhealthy. So we both do eat breakfast every day, but not what we're looking for.
It used to be that I would always eat before the morning show and he wouldn't. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. You're on the air on WWIB. Guess not. All right.
All right, let's try it again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Karen. I'm calling from Cameron.
Hey, Karen from Cameron. Go ahead.
20% have never read the Bible.
Never read the Bible.
Could
good
that
thought.
Be? No, sorry.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Karen from Cameron. 715-723-2555. How about I do this? 20% of people say they've never done this. How about I do this every day?
Yeah, that's we're thinking along the lines of that. Appreciate that, Karen. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Rice Lake.
All right, hey, Jim. Give it a go.
Use the landline.
Use a landline. And you know what? That might make sense because, again, we've got landlines here. Well, actually, no, we have VoIP now, so maybe we don't anymore. But that was guessed earlier. So, Jim, go ahead and guess again.
Had a cavity?
Had a cavity.
20% of us have.
I hope Calvin and I don't have cavities every day.
Yeah, we don't do that every day. But nonetheless, so we'll go with that as your answer, and that's not correct.
Thank you. Try back.
723-2555. It's fun hearing new voices. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
Hey,
and
Sherry.
Old familiar friends as well. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, I'm going to guess sit down and eat a meal with your family.
Yeah, boy.
Good practice, yeah.
That's so important, and people do it less and less. We're so hurried, but that, unfortunately, is not it. 723-2555, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty from Eau Claire.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, Patty.
Hey, I'm going to guess floss.
You're going to guess floss. So 20% of us say we've never done this before. Is it possible that 20% of people have never flossed? You are absolutely correct, Patty. You're going to the Newsboys.
Woo!
Way to go.
Thank you so much.
Patty, way to go.
And Halvo and I are looking for our pat on the back that we do floss every day.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
That's awesome. It's a good habit to be in.
Patty, there you go.
What's your last name?
Pladsen.
Yeah, yeah. Congratulations, Patty. Way to go.
Well, well done, Patty. And yeah, hang on the line.
Did Caleb's hint help in terms of that we do this every day?
Yeah. I don't know. It just kind of came to me. But yeah, the everyday thing was helpful.
Yeah, very good.
Well, there are a lot of people, even though they didn't win, who are breathing a collective sigh of relief, Patty. They're like, finally, I was waiting for that answer for almost two whole days.
Yeah, right. All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You're going to the Newsboys. All right. Well, I got to play a Newsboys song in the heels of this here on WWIB. Thanks to everybody who took part and all of the many guests over the last couple of days here on WWIB.
And even though some of us, well, not Sam from the Saturday show, but some of us may be a little bummed at the prospect of colder weather and snow, something to warm all of our hearts is the fact that finally, on the horizon here in Eau Claire, we are getting a Chick-fil-A, and we have the operator of that Chick-fil-A here in Eau Claire in with us in studio on WWIB, Alec Lewis. Alec, welcome. I know you're a Wisconsin kid from Racine and now up here to serve the Eau Claire area with wonderful chicken and, again, all that Chick-fil-A brings.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, so how did you become the operator of Chick-fil-A?
So I actually started as a team member in the Racine Chick-fil-A. It was the only Chick-fil-A in the state at the time.
Yeah.
My operator really invested in me. Went to college, got a degree, got married, and decided I wanted to do Chick-fil-A long-term. So I worked at a Chick-fil-A in Madison, Wisconsin for about 3 years, and then worked with Chick-fil-A, Inc. as a traveling interim manager for the last 2.5 years. So kind of came up through the system and just got here about a month ago.
What is it about the company, the culture that Chick-fil-A has that attracted you to it to say, hey, this isn't just a job paying my way through school, but this is something I want to do for a career, not only to support my family, but to give back and support others?
You know, that's a great question. The founder of Chick-fil-A, his name is Truett Cathy. He's since passed. He has a saying that has really stuck with me. He said, we're not in the chicken business, we're in the people business. Mm-hmm. And you know, as a team member, as a leader working for Chick-fil-A, that is what I felt. I felt that Chick-fil-A is an organization that truly cares about people and cares about getting that piece right more than anything else. And I think the care that I felt from the organization has inspired me to show that to others as well.
If, you know, we haven't had one in the Chippewa Valley, you're bringing it, so thank you. But, I mean, people, I think we were on vacation in Tennessee and impressed with, like, the big drive-through line, but they handle it so well. Like, it just seems like there's a lot of wisdom within the whole organization of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, it's true. You know, we really, truly mean it when we say we care about the guests. So really the driving factor behind the operation is just getting people in, getting great fresh food and getting them out back home to their families. So when that's the driving factor, it's pretty motivating. And we seem to find people that are motivated by that as well.
No, again, we're talking with Alec Lewis, operator of the upcoming Chick-fil-A in Eau Claire. We see the building going up. There's been anticipation. There's been news stories. And so a lot of people are, again, are just kind of lathered up and saying, when is it going to open? When is it going to open? Now, again, when you talk about construction, all the things that need to go into place, there's a lot of dominoes to fall first. But kind of where are you at in that process right now?
Yeah, you know, it's the million-dollar question. When are we going to open? And unfortunately, I don't have anything official to share at this point. You know, I can say we're coming soon. As you guys have seen, if you've driven past, we're making progress. The building's up, signs are going up, drive-through canopies. So I'm hopeful that we can share updates soon that hopefully are exciting, but unfortunately can't share anything too specific just yet.
Now, you were mentioning to me as well, too, that you are going to get your social media up mm-hmm. and running as well, too. And so folks can certainly tag along there for updates.
Absolutely, yes. So we have an Instagram page and a Facebook page. So Facebook is facebook.com/ CFA Eau Claire. And then Instagram is just CFA, you know, at CFA Eau Claire. So we'll be posting updates there regularly that will give people an idea of when we're going to open.
Are you already looking for employees, or where are you at in that process? If not now, then when?
Absolutely, yes. So we just started interviews this week. So if you're interested, would love to hear from you. The best way to apply is to text the number CFA715. So CFA like Chick-fil-A, CFA715 to 31063. It'll shoot an application right to your phone. You can fill it out. You can go on our social pages, or you can go to chickfilA.com/locations and look for Eau Claire. There will be a career page there as well.
And again, when you talk about careers, talking here with Alec Lewis, operator of Chick-fil-A, coming here to Eau Claire, the careers, I mean, there certainly are careers, even like you found as well, too, that this is more than just a high school or college job. Now, it right. certainly can be a great job. But if there are some people who say, hey, I have maybe some experience in the service industry or want to gain that and are looking maybe for some managerial positions, I'm sure you're looking for them as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're hiring for all positions, all the way from management level to the team member level. So there's exciting opportunities, like you mentioned. Absolutely.
I got to just ask you, closing, Alec, I mean, somebody who's worked from the ground up, Racine, Madison, do you kind of just pinch yourself and go, wow, I'm going to be operating my own Chick-fil-A?
Absolutely. Every single day, whenever I walk in that building or I walk past the lot, talk about it with my family, it's a dream come true. It's so special for us to be here. And we are just so thrilled to be a part of the Chippewa Valley community.
It's a dream come true for a lot of people as well, too.
Thanks for making our dreams come true.
Oh, it's
Alec,
pleasure.
So nice to meet you in person here. And again, we want to be the first here to welcome you from WWIB. And we're looking forward to, again, working with you a lot in the future, too. Mm-hmm. And we can't wait to, again, have that first bite of a Chick-fil-A chicken mm-hmm. sandwich when opening day comes.
We can't wait to serve you guys. Thank you so much.
And your terrific fries and beverages. And
That's
we go
right.
on and on.
Cookies
with
and cream
fandom.
Shake.
These make me hungry.
Yeah, there we go. All right, the Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB. We've been doing contests for the last day and a half, and let's get something kind of fun in here. This is called Calling In Sick. Now, managers were asked for the most unusual excuses employees gave for missing work. I think this would be funnier if when we gave them as if we were the employee phoning in that excuse, Caleb.
See, my first thought here is someone who maybe missed some work because they were trying to answer our contest and went in late.
Yeah, right.
So,
there you go.
But for instance, so again, ring, ring, ring. Yeah. You pick up and why are you late for work? Well, I didn't want to lose the parking space in front of my house.
Right.
It's very important.
All right. Hey, boss, I really wanted to get to work today, but I just hit a turkey.
Oh, are you driving your car?
No, I was riding my bike.
On the plus side, Thanksgiving dinner is taken care of and you're invited. Another one, calling in sick, reasons, real reasons managers have said employees gave them for missing work. Yeah, I had a heart attack earlier this morning, but I'm all better now.
Okay, I'm glad you're okay.
Someone actually gave that excuse.
All right. You know what? I'm going to be in a little bit later, but I donated blood, and I donated too much blood, so I'm going to have to wait till maybe tomorrow.
Too giving. Here's another reason. Called, said, hey, boss, I'm not going to be able to come in today. Why not? My dog is really stressed out from our family reunion. Not me, just the dog. I'm fine, but I need to be with him today.
Yeah, right. Hi, I think I'm going to be a little late. I might not even make it in. I got kicked by a deer.
A deer?
I know that sounds unusual, but yeah.
Here's another real excuse. Boss, I'm not going to be able to make it into work today. I swallowed too much mouthwash. I was worried about halitosis. I just gulped that whole thing of scope.
Yeah, usually good to spit. All right. I'm sorry, I'm going to be a little bit late. I injured my toe, kind of like Aaron Rodgers, when a soda bottle just kind of fell out of my fridge.
And it was a 2-liter one, boss. It was a 2-liter one. And yeah, that'll do it here for calling in sick. Real reasons. These are real. Again, truth may be stranger than fiction. Oftentimes, truth is funnier than fiction.
I guess. There you go.